Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you once again on Issues Concerning Women radio talk show. Tonight, we're going to be talking about writing your book. If you're thinking about being an author, if you are a published author and you need more information, if you always wanted to know how to get started, this is the show for you. So we're really excited about our show tonight. We're glad that you could tune in. Issues Concerning Women is on every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And our show has a variety of topics that we talk about, so we're glad when you chime in. And if you have questions, you can call 1-347-826-7543 so that we can get you on the air and answer your questions. If you would like to email me, you can leave an email for me in the message board, and I'll get that. Or if you would like to call me personally, my telephone number is 757-567-6734. The Issues Concerning Women has been in effect since 2007, and we are all about helping not only women, but women, their families, their husbands, their friends, to do the things that they want to do, to start programs that are enlightening and enrichment and empowering to everyone who listens to the show. Issues Concerning Women focuses on reaching long-term and short-term goals and assisting in finances, entrepreneurship, business, and life skills. And it also provides advocacy and services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination among women, men, and their families. Our vision is to empower women through hands-on demonstrations, homeownership classes, career development and assistance, investing for retirement. We have exercise and nutrition classes, entrepreneurship, and adult literacy programs. So we are working on up-and-coming programs for the year, and they many have to do with writing and developing your writing skills. So that's what I'm going to talk about tonight. So if you get your pencils and paper ready, we can get started on that. We have many strategies that we're using. We're partnering with local colleges, and if you know somebody who is interested in writing, and they can contact us at 757-567-6734. Or, of course, they can come back to Blog Talk Radio and leave me a message there. I am so excited about this writing process. I have a couple of books that I'm working on myself. One is called Focus On Right Now, and that's some of the information I will be giving you tonight will be from excerpts from that book, and it's Focus On WRITE Now. And the other book that I'm penning is Women of Real Grace Grow. And it's all about three generations of women, the struggles that they went through, how they have overcome different situations, adversity, and how they've moved on with their lives. It's exciting. I hope that it can touch somebody and help empower another woman or another family, and just let people see that you're not alone in what you're going through, because everybody has something that they want to write about, but are they willing to sit down and do what is necessary to get things done? So that's where we're going to start at right now, about focusing on right now, focusing on WRITE now, because we want you to get started. That's the first step, making that first sentence. And, of course, it doesn't have to be your direct storyline, but what we always encourage everyone to do that is writing is to journal, read, and write. It doesn't have to make sense to anybody but you, because when you're journaling, and of course, let me just throw this in there, you don't have to go out and buy an expensive leather-bound journal to journal. I've seen many writers who started that way. They went out and spent, you know, $50, $60 on a journal because they wanted to value their work. But, of course, the most important thing is to just get started. You can use your yellow pad. You can use a spiral notebook. Spiral notebooks are good because you're going to keep that as your reference book. So it's a little bit easier to flip those pages than if you have your yellow pad. You know, you have to flip it over. If you have your spiral book, you can go backwards and forwards. So that's just a little tip for those that are beginning to write. So hopefully you have your pencils and paper ready, and you can take some of these key points that I'm going to give you tonight and begin writing your books, your short stories, your fiction, your nonfiction, your novels. Oh, so many writing genres that you can possibly get into. So whatever suits your fancy, that's where you're going to start. And what you start with may not be what you finish with. So just be aware of that. The first thing you want to do is research your market. Now, what do I mean by that? If you're writing to a significant group or a specific group, then you need to do research. Find out who else has a book about writing. Of course, there are thousands and thousands of books about writing, so you're probably thinking, why would I want to write another book about writing? But guess what? My writing is going to be different from your writing. This will help you to develop your style if you start reading about other authors who have written books about writing. It gives you your signature style. It gives you your style and your signature that somebody can, once they start reading what you write, they'll be able to pick up on things that you do. If you write special reports or articles, they'll know that's you because that's how you write. Some writers write from anger. They write from pain. They write from experience. They write from just loving a specific topic where they can get involved and do the research. So it just depends on what you want to write about. Some writers are only writing for profit. They write because that's what they love to do. They write about birds and flowers and weddings, you know. So what is your market? What market are you researching, and what's your target market? So once you've figured out what your target market is, and the other thing you need to do is find out what's your niche. What are you going to write about? What is going to be so interesting about your book that people want to read it? Because if you're just writing about whatever and you don't have a niche, you're just writing and possibly what you write will never get read by anybody. You know, are you going to be writing about a specific topic? So you have to pick things that you love. Pick your passion. If you love sewing, then by all means, write about sewing. If that's what you know, that's what you're passionate about. You can write about cooking. You can write about any topic whatsoever. You can write about how to be organized. I mean, these are just things that I'm throwing out because it does not matter what you write about. It matters what you love to do. What is your niche? What are you an expert in? How do you know what you like? You have to pick things that you're passionate about, things that get you going, things that get you excited. You know, if you're a person that loves to travel, and I have a friend, her name's Terry. She loves sunny places, beaches, sand, any place that's warm. She will get on a boat, train, plane to get to a warm area, especially in the winter months. She just loves the water. She actually lives not far from the beach, but it's, you know, in Virginia Beach, Virginia, where we live, it is still cold many months out of the year. And this winter has been an extremely long winter, and as a matter of fact, we had snow today, which is quite unusual for us to be having snow in February. But, you know, we've also had snow in April. So it just depends on what the rest of the country is doing and how we get snow. And so many times we're missed by the snow. It comes all around us and we don't get it. So we are fortunate. But today's storm wasn't too bad. It was a couple of inches and closed down the local schools and a couple of businesses. So that it just made it bad for commuting. But anyway, Terry likes the sun. So she will follow the sun anywhere where there's warm weather. She actually loves to travel. She would be an excellent person to write about traveling and what she loves about swimming and the water and warm climate. She would be perfect for that. You know, and I think I'm going to mention that to her the next time I talk to her, because she would do really well. She loves booking vacations, and especially warm weather vacations. So she would be an excellent source of information. Once you find your niche, you want to develop your platform. So what do you have to do that, to develop your platform? You have to ask questions. You have to do focus groups. And I know that it sounds like a lot of work, but writing is a lot of work, and especially if you want to get paid for it. Now, if you just want to write blogs and write for a specific newspaper, then, of course, I suggest you take some writing classes and get familiar with different writing styles. If you're writing for editorials or special reports, you can do all kinds of writing, because it is imperative that you form your skills, you learn how to write in a certain style that suits you, you learn how to do what you do best, and you become an expert at your particular niche and your passion. Also, how are you going to pay for this writing skills? How are you going to pay for your book that you're going to write? How are you going to raise money for it? Because guess what? Everything costs money. Nothing is free. Are you going to do traditional publishing, or are you going to do self-publishing? And we're going to talk about these things a little bit later, but just to have thoughts in mind, so write that down for one of your questions. How are you going to publish your book? But the other thing, and I don't want to get off message because I can get going on some things, but when you're writing, who are you writing to? Who's your market? Who's going to be interested in reading what you write? So let's go back to the cookbook. If you're writing about food and about cooking, then you want to target people that love to read about food. Restaurant, you might want to try being a restaurant critic. You know, you can easily start there. You just go to restaurants, you check out their cuisine, and you write blogs about it. You know, there are so many places that you can do this. WordPress.com is an excellent place that you can write a blog about anything. Just make sure your information is true and accurate, and that you watch your spelling and use your spell check and use your dictionary and know that what you're writing is going to be helpful to somebody else. Of course, you don't want to start out being disliked as a critic, but just know that who's going to read your information about cooking is going to be imperative and important as you go on in your process of your writing. And this is an area that anybody can start in this genre. There are so many people. Everybody writes books nowadays. We have training books and manuals, and we even have writing on CD, where if you can't go to a workshop or a seminar, you can do CDs on your books. You can do excerpts from your book if you haven't finished the book yet, and it's going to be another 6 months, and you want to get something out there. Do a blog about your cooking, cookbooks, and what you're writing about restaurants. Know what age group you're going to target. You know, that's also important. How are you going to find this information? You're going to go online, and you're going to do your research. Or if you have the money to hire somebody to do it, you're going to have somebody do a focus group for you and find out who's interested in this kind of reading and what's going on. You may want to submit articles to magazines. When you do that, you have to send query letters to them and figure out what you want to talk about, make it interesting so they want to read your letters, and also be ready to back it up with more information, because sometimes if you don't send them enough information, they'll come back. So you need to have things in writing. When you start out writing, you have to find your center. And we talk about simplicity and clarity, and these things are all important throughout the writing process. Of course, but they're absolutely critical when it's time to focus and organize your material. At that point, you're probably too close to the subject, overwhelmed by the information you gather. So what this means is finding your center. You've been journaling for a while, You've written several articles. You're still not quite sure where you're going to begin with your book, but I tell you, the best thing is to keep journaling and to keep writing and to keep reading, because the more you read, the more you'll be able to write. And once you find your niche, you'll find your center, and you'll be able to move forward on there. Rather than trying to write opening in the midst of all this confusion, you better be advised to step back and see the forest instead of the trees. You need a simple statement that cuts through the detail and exposes the heart of what you want to say. You need, in other words, a theme statement. So what this means is, when you started out with your book, what is your theme? You figure out your niche, but it may be cooking, but you may want to just write about restaurants, you know, the restaurants that you visited, restaurants in your city, how to get to the restaurants, you know. Pick what is important to you, what you enjoy doing, what your passion is, and you're going to find that it's going to be easier to get started. So now you've got a good theme, and you've got the beginning of your book. And most writing gurus advise one line and make it simple. So you want to keep everything simple. So when you're first starting out and you're writing about the restaurant, you tell a little, you make your first sentence, you talk about the restaurant, and you tell why it's important to you. Because if it's important to you, you make it interesting to be important to somebody else. Good theme statements are, again, they're short. They are intended for publication, and so they lack the factor that makes writing the first line so daunting. In fact, a theme statement allows you to put off the first sentence until the very last thing, if that's what you want. So if you're not sure that this is going to be your first sentence of your book and you're just still writing on your theme, then it can be changed, because anything that you write can be changed. That's why we love the computer. We love writing in our books and our tablets, because we can always change things. And if you're not sure, what you want to do is read what you've written to somebody who you trust and let them tell you what they think about it, because your first writings are always going to be a rough draft, per se. You know, you're gonna write a few pages, and then the best advice I can give you is to read it out loud, is to talk it out, is to read, how does it flow, how does it sound, have a conversation, and that's how you begin to make your signature, you know, the way that you talk. People say that I talk the way that I write, and that's good, because then they know it's me. You know, I have short sentences, I have long sentences, I do conjunctions, and that's okay, because we can always go back and change things. You want to have interesting dialogue when somebody's reading your book, so that it can flow and they can understand it, and they can be interested in what's coming next. You want to find your focus and stay on that course, because what is happening is, once you've got your theme, you need to follow up with the process of your focus. And then you need to talk it out. Read it out loud. Reread it. Rewrite it. Make corrections to it, because this is going to help you with your writing. This is going to help you. The other thing that is really good to do when you're first starting out writing is to think first and write later. And that all that means is, don't be in such a hurry to sit down at the computer and pound out your book. You want to think things through. You want to start writing in your journals, and then you want to go back and reread what you've written. You want to read it to somebody else and get information from them, get feedback to them, from them. And again, talk it out. Nothing clarifies the mind like a little conversation. Prepare for your actual time that you're really going to be writing the book and explaining the subject. You know, get a buddy, you know, over in, or join a focus group that are, they're learning how to write as well, or you get with a writing coach, somebody who can help you with your writing, because this is very important. Treat your subject. Most of us are way too ambitious when we set out to write, so we end up with a phenomenal flood of writing and it's such in-depth conversation that it's just too much. You give so much in the beginning, you're going to be burnt out before you get to the end of the book. So just take your time and focus on particular themes and try to stay on the theme, you know, because we can easily get away from our theme if we're not conscious of it and we're not paying attention. Another great suggestion is to doodle. Take some time to visualize your writing idea. You know, just grab your pencil and paper and get, you know, in a comfortable place where it's comfortable for you. If you love the water, maybe you can go out by the water, or if you like, the library is a great place to go. So you can have some quiet time to yourself and just write. Or get up in a comfortable chair at home and get you your favorite hot drink. And if it's a cold winter's day, get by the fireplace and just write some things out. Write what you want to write about. And then start connecting things together. Sort of like a tic-tac-toe board, you know. First, in the first block, you put your first theme, you know. So if you're writing about cooking, so you're going to put cooking. And then in your next block, you want to put something else that pops into your mind that has to do with cooking, restaurants. And then in the next block, you want to put something about, you know, chefs, cooking styles, you know, could be in the fourth block. What is your favorite kind of food? You know, is it Chinese, American, you know, whatever, Indian. Put that in a block. So connect all these things together. This is going to really help you to formulate and visualize your writing idea, and you'll be surprised at what you come up with. And when you write your theme statement, nothing intimidates like the feeling that you have to write the perfect first line. Forget it. You can always come back to your first line later. What we really want you to focus on is staying true to your theme, talking about what you've researched about, because you have to do the research, getting it down on paper, visualizing where you want to go with this, with your doodling, and then start writing again. Sometimes we have to step away from it. You know, you're comfortable and you've been writing for a while. Set aside time just for your writing. Make out your writing schedule, because this is also important as well. You definitely want to be able to write as much as you can, as long as you can. You know, you may still have your full-time job, so you have to put that on your schedule just like you do everything else. But please make time for your writing. It's really important. Also, how do you want to publish your book? We asked that question earlier. Do you want to do traditional publishing, or do you want to self-publish? Now, we're going to talk a little bit about self-publishing tonight, but just a little bit, because we're like 5 minutes away from the end of the show. But self-publishing, everybody can do that because now they have print on demand. You can still have your ISBN number, so you can sell your books online with Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble, but you just have to do your research. So now that you started writing your book, you want to start researching what publishing options are out there for you. If you want to do traditional publishing, then of course you need to find out what they require from you. Also know that they may change some of the things that you write in your book. They're going to critique you. They're going to have you rewrite things. If they give you an advance in the money for your book, you must also know that if they give you $5,000 in advance, you won't make any money until you have paid that back with the sale of your books. And now that the economy is the way that it is, so many publishing companies don't have the staff that they used to have to sell your books. So you have to still get out there and sell your books yourself. So just think about that, because if you're not a good salesperson, then that's probably the route you need to go, traditional publishing, and have somebody do that for you. But still know that you're going to have to sell your book. You're going to have to get your website up so people can buy your books from you. You're going to have to set up speaking engagements. You're going to do all of that, and the same thing with your self-publishing. But the great thing about self-publishing, you're going to be in control of how many books you order, With the print on demand, you can order one book or you can order 50 books. You can have them go online and purchase the books, or they can purchase them from you. But of course, if you go online, then that eats into your profit. So you just need to think about that. Are you, again, if you're not a good salesperson, that would be great for you. Have your printing company sell your books for you. So it's many options when you're publishing a book. But the most important thing is to get started with your writing. Know where you want to go. Okay, you have your idea, which means you know where you're headed, so it's time to get moving. The main thing that distinguishes real writers from would-be writers is the gap between having the urge to write and actual writing. But that doesn't mean you should promptly, you know, plunk yourself down and get ready to start pounding out this book. If you've taken time to fully horn in on your writing idea and you've got your theme statement going, then it's time for you to test the waters. It's time for you to finish your research and get started. It is a wonderful, wonderful process when you start to write the book. You get so excited, and you have to be willing to put the time in and the energy to get this process going. Writing is an exploration, and you should start from nothing and learn as you go. And this is a quote from E.L. Doctorow, which means that you start a blank piece of paper. You can go anywhere you want to go with that blank piece of paper. You can be as in-depth as you need to be. If you're writing about bees and you want to do the research on that, and just do it. Do what makes you happy. If, you know, if you love the research and getting information and taking that book out, then get started. That's the most important thing, and write. That's my best advice to you. You have been listening to Issues Concerning Women. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey. Tonight we've been talking about focusing on right now, W-R-I-T-E, writing your first book or writing another book. Maybe you've written before. Maybe you got burned out. You started and you didn't finish. But this is wonderful information that can get you back on the right track again, get you started. You just want to be ready to get it born, and you want to start today. You don't want to procrastinate. You don't want to take a whole lot of time processing it because you've already done that, obviously. So now's the time to get started. If you need help, you can give me a call at 757-567-6734. I'm available most any days, Monday through Friday, and then on the weekends, on Saturday. I do not work on Sunday. But you can call me or leave me a message, and I'll call you back on Monday. You can also go to my website, www.issuesconcerningwomen.com. You can leave a message there, or you can leave a message here at Blog Talk Radio on the message board, and I will be more than happy to call you back. And if I don't respond in a timely manner, please don't assume that I'm not interested, that I'm probably working on some things, and I need you to give me a call back. Just know that the writing is a process. You must build on what you know, do your research, find your niche, and just write. I love writing. I love what I do. I love the process. We're going to be having a writer's conference in June the 4th, as a matter of fact. We're still working on the details, but I have information for you on our next program that we do on writing. And we're going to probably stay on this for a while so that we'll be better able to help you. But, you know, writing is a gift. Everybody has a story that they want to be told in a certain way. And the truth is it sets you free when you're able to write. You're free. Writing is a healing process that you go through. If you got things on your mind, writing is the best way to get them off your mind and start that healing process. And plus, you know, you have to have other components like forgiving and being loving. But, you know, writing is a great way to go from where you were to where you should be today. So just remember that. Love what you do. Find your passion and find your niche. Thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. We hope you enjoyed the show tonight. We want you to come back next Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and tell a friend about Issues Concerning Women. Good night.